wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even know my name? Is my mind playing games? I feel like it's a movie where I keep dreaming. So where I keep...
各位亲爱的朋友们，欢迎来到早间课堂第二系列抛招接招小节目，我是 Julie。今天我将继续抛出说 invitation 的招数，请听。
When she returned from abroad, the family put on a party. They really killed the fatted calf for her, in fact.
她从国外回家时，家里开了个小聚会，实际上他们是设宴为她接风洗。
Sorry this meal isn't much, John. We didn't have time to kill the fatted calf.
对不起了 ,John, 饭菜不多,我们来不及设宴欢迎你。在上面的两个例句中都用到了同一个词语 ,killed fatted calf, killed fatted calf.这是一条动词性习惯用语，短语中的 kill, K-I-L-L, 是杀的意思。Fatted, F-A-T-T-E-D, 是多脂肪的、肥胖的意思。Calf, C-A-L-F, 这是小牛的意思。Killed fatted calf, 意思是杀一头肥胖的小牛，用以比喻热情款待、设宴欢迎之意。要表述盛情款待某人，在短语后加上介词 for, F-O-R, for, 然后再接表示人的名词或代词，即Killed fatted calf for somebody. 下面我们回到上面的两个例句中来学习一下其中的语言要点。
When she returned from abroad, the family put on a party that really killed the fatted calf for her.In fact,
这句话中注意两个要点。第一个 ,return from abroad, 从国外回家。abroad, 做名词用。第二个要点 ,put on a party, 开个聚会。put on, 相当于 hold, have,
Sorry, this meal isn't much, John. We didn't have time to kill the fatted calf.
这是一句我们盛情款待了某人而说出的一句谦虚的话，很实用。
This meal isn't too much.
就是我们在款待别人时经常说的这句话，饭菜不多哦，将就将就。
We didn't have time to kill the fatted calf.
我们没时间弄那么多饭菜来招待你。其实饭菜是很多很多。那么朋友听到就会说哪里哪里饭菜够多的了。我们再来看两个例子。
Are you going to kill the fatted calf for the prodigal son, Jack?
Jack, 你准备为你回头的浪子接风吗？
His parents see him so rarely that they are always ready to kill the fatted calf when he comes home.
他父母很少能见上他一面。所以他一回来，他们就好好的款待他一番。好，亲爱的朋友们，我们今天说邀请的招数， cute fat calf. 设宴欢迎，热情款待，我想您一定接住了。那么下回我继续抛出说 invitation 的招数，期待您再来接招。我们下次再见吧。
I think it's not your face as a dream or sleep. Hoping and wondering if